It's been said that better questions lead us naturally to better answers, and that it's in not knowing that we open the doorway to knowing. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that truly matter in a complex world. If you were to be your own first responder in this time of personal and cultural challenges, what would you offer yourself first? What promise would you make and keep? Join me as we once again consider where we are and what we can do to make this a meaningful and fulfilling time. Stay with me. I've written in past newsletters about a set of phrases I collectively called the promise. I started saying them to wounded soldiers in Southeast Asia when I was serving as their combat medic, and by some miracle, I was able to keep my word to them. Years ago, while spending time in deep reflection, I wrote a poem about offering that promise to myself. Perhaps you'll find your own meaning in it. The promise. As I set out once more to gather the fragments of myself, without excuses or apology, without surrendering again to fear, I felt my resolve growing stronger. Standing still at last, I peeled away the layers of my outworn armor and carefully sifted through all that had been my life. Among the litter, I found a promise, folded and tattered and worn, words faded and barely readable, on a simple note I wrote to myself so long ago I had forgotten it. Slowly, my promise came back to me. I'm right here. I've got you. I won't leave, no matter what. Trembling, I turned the page over and brought it closer to read the final line. Through my falling tears, it said, "When you've forgotten, come find me. I'll be here waiting." Strange, the promises we make and then forget along the way. And strange, the way our words come back to either haunt us or bless us. If nothing else, living through this remarkable time affords us the opportunity to stop and remember who and what we essentially are as human beings, and to redefine and reconnect with the people and the things that matter the most to us. In last week's episode, I spoke briefly about some of the ways isolation is affecting us, including myself. As I said then, just like you, I'm a human being and not a machine. And just like you, I am on no one's schedule but my own. My primary focus is to do the most right things I can and to offer myself the acknowledgement and the grace and the freedom of being human. A couple of mornings ago, I had a much welcomed conversation by phone with one of my closest friends, an accomplished artist and musician. He told me that for the past few weeks, he's been having to make himself get out of bed and to go to his painting studio. And then, after a bit of self-reflection, he's creating ways to change that, including allowing himself the gift of taking a nap in the afternoon as a way of restoring and letting go of some of the stress he's been experiencing. He's far from alone. In both personal and professional conversations, and with increasing frequency, I'm hearing a number of common themes. Topping the list are feelings of low-grade anxiety, mild to severe depression, having a shorter fuse, outbursts of anger, difficulty with focus and concentration, and binging on sugar or carbs or alcohol. There's no doubt that some of that is driven by the countless unknowns we're all facing globally, societally, and personally. Some of it is driven by our protracted isolation and the rather sudden inability to safely engage in activities we took for granted only a few weeks ago. And some of it arises from feelings of fear, either acknowledged or unacknowledged. So what to do about it? What to do when we're feeling off, as some have described it to me? Not in psychobabble terms or in terms of the latest coping fad, but in terms that are reasonable and personally effective, in terms that are safe and healthy and consistent with who we are, in terms that will help us to feel a bit more fluid and flexible, and a bit kinder to ourselves and the people around us. One thing each of us can do is practice some form of conscious letting go on a daily basis. I can offer you something to help with that. Near the beginning of the podcast archive on my website at thebeautifulquestion.com, you'll find episodes 3 and 4. Gently Letting Go and Mountain Meditation are 20-minute guided relaxation audios I recorded a few years ago to help listeners systematically release tension from the inside out. You might find them useful. You can also find relaxation videos on YouTube and other sites. Another thing we can do is notice what we're telling ourselves about our circumstances and our abilities to cope from one moment to the next. Since our actions and the ways our bodies function are strongly connected to what we think, it might be good to listen to ourselves and then let ourselves in on the secret of how vastly capable we are, as well as how vulnerable we are. I leave it to you to find other ways that fit your life and the moment you're living. To encourage that, here are this week's beautiful questions. There are 3 of them. Question 1. What shifts in your thinking and behavior have you noticed during the past few weeks? 2. Among those changes, which ones need the most attention? And question 3. What things can you do to bring those altered parts of your experience back to where you want them? I encourage you to be easy with yourself as you investigate, and to be even easier as you put your healthiest changes into place. I promise that it will be time well spent, and I promise that you are worth whatever it takes to get there. As I say each week, my light with your light. Thank you again for joining me in these podcasts as we awaken to living in better and more effective ways as a result of the pandemic. Together and on our own, may we live better lives and create better possibilities for ourselves, for one another, for the world, and for our beautiful planet home. I always look forward to your feedback and comments. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. You'll see some recent changes on the Beautiful Question website at thebeautifulquestion.com. You'll also find an archive of all of my podcasts, including the guided relaxation audios I mentioned, as a way of practicing letting go on a daily basis. And soon, you'll be able to read transcripts of each podcast as you listen. There'll also be links to a number of other offerings to challenge and inspire you. As always, if you find these podcasts useful, don't hesitate to share them or tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and encouragement out into the world. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.